Hello and welcome to Connectabyte's News Digest for what will be July 27th. I am your host, Patrick Barnett, filling in for Neil Ronahan, who is on vacation for the next 2 weeks. So, taking his place for this week at least, is Ariel Ruff.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Now, Ariel is new to the staff, and he can just, like, introduce himself, get to know you guys a little bit better. So go for it.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, I guess you already know my name. Before joining the team, I actually ran my own website. I'm not going to mention the name because I don't have to, but, after that, I basically had a bout where I tweeted at Neil constantly, just kind of trolling him. And, we happened to meet up at the New York event, the Wii U Experience. And, after that, he was gracious enough to invite me on the team. So, thanks, Neil. And don't worry about the stains. I'm just keeping your seat warm.
Well, we are very welcome to have you because Connectabytes is welcomed. It's open to everyone. We've had just about everyone on staff, or most of the news contributors on staff, participate in the Connectabytes News Digest so far. So it's glad to have you.
Very good. I hope to bring some kick ass to the show.
Well, let's dive right on into the news. Let's just start with probably what is the biggest story for what would have been Neil's biggest story for sure, because he's in love with Skylanders. And Skylanders Giants was just dated. It is coming to the U.S. on October 21st for the Wii and the 3DS, and October 19th in the U.K. Now, there's no Wii U release date yet, because clearly we don't know too much about the Wii U launch and such
right.
like that.
Right, right.
Is this something you're interested in?
Yes. Oddly enough, it is. I was kind of stuck with the 3DS version, which is, you know, a little bit lighter than the Wii version and the version on the other consoles. So I still loved it. I loved it a lot. I like the whole idea of having these physical characters that you can bring into a virtual world. So yeah, I am. And they're bigger characters.
Yeah,
why not?
They're giant.
Yes, giant.
do you think you're going to wait for the Wii U version, or are you just going to go for the 3DS or Wii?
Yeah, I think I'll pick up both. I'll probably
really?
Just bite the bullet and go for both.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hold off until Wii U just because, like, I never got the original Skylanders because I couldn't decide between the Wii and 3DS version, mm-hmm. even though Neil kept telling me to go probably Wii, and from what you just said, the Wii sounds better.
Definitely.
So maybe I'll still look into it because now there's deals and it's come down in price. So,
well, you know what? I think I might just get into it because of its monetary value, because these figures sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
So if you get in there at the right time, you might snag one up that could really turn some profit.
Yeah, it's always good. Extra money for extra games.
Definitely. Just sell it. You just get rid of it and get the hot games.
Yeah. I know at E3, the Activision booth was giving out Silver Spyro Skylanders.
Yes,
which
I saw that.
Following E3, they were going for, I believe, $100 on eBay.
I saw that.
Which I thought was crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to E3 next year.
How are you? All right. Well, moving right along, we have a new Club Nintendo reward, which replaced Mario Tennis 64. And that is Banzai Barber, which is a WiiWare game. Now, I never owned this myself, but basically it looks like you're cutting the hair of vegetables. It's a little strange, but...
That's accurate.
Yeah. Not much else can be said about this game.
Not much else should be said about the game.
It's developed by Tsunami, if that means anything to anybody, but it looks like it's decently well-received when I was looking around, like... It looks like there's some depth to it. Maybe.
maybe. I don't want to clown the game because I haven't played it. So
yeah,
neither
have I. So I can't say too much about it, but it looks interesting for sure. It's probably worth it, maybe,
right.
if you have the coins laying around, which seems to be the trend with all these Club Nintendo downloadable games.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. What I've noticed is that a lot of the games that they put out there, I already have. Because they're either good or they really suck. So it's weird.
The other Club Nintendo downloadable reward that's available right now is Starship Defense, which we talked about last week. And that'll be going away, I guess, in 3 days, July 29th.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I've heard good things about it. I still haven't gotten it. Neil told me to get it, so I'm going to have to before it goes away.
Yeah, you definitely should. If you like tower defense anyway, it's a
Yeah.
really good game.
I'm a fan of some kinds of tower defense, and this one looks kind of like it would be up my alley, so. Well, while we're on the subject of Club Nintendo, our next news story basically is Club Nintendo is offering 50 extra coins to those who download New Super Mario Bros. 2 digitally on their 3DS rather than buying the retail version. I'm a little torn on this because, like, it's just they're giving these free point things, but I mean, I can see the value in it, but I still like having the retail version of the game. I'm just
Yeah.
curious whether Nintendo is going to continue doing, like, if you download the digital version, you get, like, an extra 50 coins for every single game in the future.
I doubt that.
You
I
think it's
really.
just going to be a one-time deal?
Well, maybe not one time, but only for the hits,
Okay.
basically. I think I have to call Nintendo out on this one because I think they just want more people to purchase the digital version because obviously it's cheaper for them.
Yeah. I think it's also they're trying to attract people to the digital platform.
That's
Like
true.
this is the beginning, or not really the beginning, because Order Up and Planet Crashers were originally supposed to be retail games, but this is like the first big game to come onto the digital marketplace and retail, I should say.
Right.
So it's kind of a big deal, and I guess it's kind of a bonus for those that choose to go that digital route.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, you can't sell it back to anybody if you have to, so that's
Yeah.
a downer. But I like to have the physical version.
Yeah, so do
I
I.
like collecting.
I enjoy collecting myself, and then just last week I went and sold some games to GameStop, and
No.
I felt so bad.
No.
Even though they were terrible games that someone had gotten for me out of like a bargain bin somewhere, it was just like the act of going in there and selling these, it just tore a hole in my heart.
Yeah. Oh man, I actually wrote a good piece on this, which I'm probably gonna port over to NWR, where I go over the fact that over the years I've purchased so many games, and when I look around, they're nowhere. So I kind of developed this mentality where from now on, I'm keeping everything,
Yeah.
even the bad titles,
Yeah.
because you never know, they might become collectible.
Yeah, it's always true. Now, let's move right along here. Just, we were talking about the eShop, and they've been doing sales on the eShop with different games like every weekend. And Nintendo is basically making this next month leading up to New Super Mario Bros. 2, the month of Mario, where they are going to have different Mario games on the eShop for sale every single week. Starting this week and ending on August 1st is Super Mario Brothers is discounted to $4. August 2nd to August 8th is Super Mario Land for $3. From August 9th to August 15th is Super Mario Land 2, 6 golden coins for $3. And from August 16th to August 22nd, which is a little bit after New Super Mario Bros. 2 comes out, is Mario's Pie Cross for $3.
Yeah, I love the fact that they're bringing sales to the eShop.
I love that
Really,
they're supporting it so much.
yeah, really happy about that. One gripe of mine is that, come on, Nintendo, $1 off, $2
Yeah.
off, they make a sale.
Those sales I'm not too into, but the sale that was in, it's going to be this weekend's special sale. I guess I'll just jump right into the Nintendo downloads for this week. Colors 3D is on sale for $4 from $7.
Right, that's a sale.
That is a good sale in my opinion, because that game in my opinion is totally worth it.
Yeah, I mean,
It
oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna correct myself. I'm not sure if I can really call it a
Call it a
game or
game, right? Yeah, I was gonna say
if
it's a, I'm not even sure if it's a game or not, but it's awesome. It's
Yeah.
really awesome.
Yeah. I guess those are all the eShop sales for this week and the upcoming weeks. I'm sure there's gonna be others possibly as we move forward. Just not too sure about what they will be. But we can go over the other Nintendo downloadable games from this week. And on the eShop, we have Planet Crashers for $10. Now, this is developed by Renegade Kid, Jules Watchem, friend of the site, I suppose. He's been on the show before.
Cool guy, all around.
Yeah. I met him at E3. He's a really nice guy. But this game, basically, it appears like you're just battling on planets as you level up, and it's kind of like an RPG dungeon crawling game.
I have yet to see it.
Neil wrote a review for it. It's live on the site right now. He gave it a 7.5. He enjoyed it, but he's also was a little torn on it's quality, I suppose.
Well, it's not a five.
it's better than it. It's better than it could have been.
Yeah, I think Jules kind of set himself up because not that the game is bad or anything, but because people expect so much from him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah. This game wasn't talked about too much either.
Right.
Like, normally Jules is, like, promoting his games on Twitter and his other social media, but I haven't really seen this game get a lot of promotion, aside from Nintendo saying on Twitter that it was available.
Right, neither have I.
But, I mean, I'm kind of interested in it. If it's ever on sale, I'm sure I'll pick it up, but for $10, I'm a little torn because I have so much else to play this month.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to, you know, hop off subject, but you just said sale again, and I can't help but think, I really hope that Nintendo takes this sale thing to heart and really brings us some great sales. Because if you see what's happening with Steam, I mean, it's just awesome.
That Steam summer sale tore me apart.
Oh, man.
I filled my Steam wallet twice, and I was just like, oh, no.
I bought Terraria and Hitman, and I won't play either.
my Steam library is up to like 35 games, three of which I have played. It's bad.
Yeah, it is. It just makes you want to buy them, just to have them.
Yeah. I'm hoping Nintendo eventually gives the sales, they put the developers and the publishers in control of the sales so that they can do it whenever they want.
Definitely.
Like, I feel like at this time, Nintendo's kind of controlling and filtering what sales go through, when.
Yeah, well, there was a news story pretty recently which said that Nintendo was taking a different route when it comes to, you know, letting publishers decide what they want to do with their eShop prices and things like that. So I hope that's true.
Well, I hope they move in the right direction. But let us move right back to our direction.
Right.
Trying to segue back to topic. But the next eShop game that also came out is Dot Runner Complete Edition for $5. Now, this game confused me. There wasn't really a long description for it on Nintendo's website. But it just looks like you're running through a maze, you fight a few monsters, and you just eat dots trying to get to the end of the game.
Sounds like Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It looked like a 3D Pac-Man to me, but it wasn't really Pac-Man. It looked a lot simpler than Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Well, simpler and more complex in some ways. I don't know. I can't really suggest it for you to get, but it exists.
It's there.
Yes.
Look at it.
another game that exists in the spirit of the Olympics, which are just about to begin on DSiWare, is Decathlon 2012, which just features 10 different games where you run, jump, throw, and you basically compete to become the winner.
Sounds like a DOS game.
Yeah. Just some DSiWare game. It's $5. So if you're interested in that type of thing, go for it.
Cool.
Yeah. So on to the more interesting downloads for sure this week. Wario Land, Super
yes.
Mario Land 3, has finally...
Finally.
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 made it to North America. I don't even know how long it's been since it came out in Japan. It was probably
maybe
6 or 7 months.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But it is now here for us to enjoy. I know Neil got it already, and I think he's in love with the game to begin with. I'm so pumped.
I will be downloading it this weekend.
Yeah. I'll get it as soon as I get back to my 3DS, probably as soon as we're done recording this.
Cool. I mean, we've been waiting for a long time. I know I have.
Yeah. For those unaware, basically you play as Wario, even though it's called Super Mario Land 3. But it's just like a Wario game. I guess it's the start of the Wario Land games.
Yes.
Wario Land 4 is available to ambassadors, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
The GBA game.
Yeah. If you are an ambassador, maybe you already have some experience with the Wario Land franchise, and this will be right up your alley. The last 3DS Virtual Console game is Mole Mania, which is available for $3. And this was actually developed in part by Miyamoto, which was actually quite interesting.
Yeah, I heard about that. Never heard of the game before this.
Yeah, neither had I. And apparently it's tons of fun. I mean, it looks simple, but it's a Game Boy game, so what else can you expect?
Well, anything Miyamoto touches is kind of like, you know.
Yeah, the golden touch.
Yes.
It just becomes perfect. But yeah, that's also available, and check it out if you want to. Lastly on the Nintendo downloads is World Heroes Perfect for 900 points, which is the fourth entry in the World Heroes series. It's on the Neo Geo. It's just a fighting game. That's all it looks like to me. I can't really say too much.
No, neither can I. I had a Neo Geo Pocket back in the day. That's all I got.
I think I downloaded one Neo Geo game total on the Wii Virtual Console over the entire lifetime of the Wii Virtual Console, so I'm not very experienced with the system.
Where's Neil when you need him?
I'm sure he would have something to say. Yeah. Probably, like, hit me. All right. Before we close out the show, I know, Ariel, you were up in New York. Well, maybe it's down in New York from you. I'm not sure.
Well, technically it's downtown, but I like up in New York. Yeah.
For me, I'm south of New York, so it's second nature to say up in New York. But in New York, you got the chance to play Rabbids Land and Rayman Legends, I should say.
Yes.
I guess you can just talk about those games a little bit, because this is probably your first experience with those.
Well, do you have any specific questions?
Well, Rabbids Land, I didn't get to play at E3. I played Rayman Legends, and that was just tons of fun, the cooperative stuff. I'm assuming you got to play that?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Rabbids Land. One of the titles that I really didn't know anything about, and I knew in the news it wasn't getting a lot of coverage. So that's where I went first, the second I got into the event. And this event it's much different from E3, because at E3, you have to sit or stand in front of a machine, and there's this loud noise, and there's people talking to you. And
Rabbids Land was in South Hall, and it was very loud.
right. You have a bunch of people behind you looking at you like they want to kill you because you're taking too long. So this environment was much different. It was at a hotel. There was different cubicles, I guess you could say, where they had different games set up. So Rabbids Land was the first one that I went to just out of curiosity. And I have to say, it's fun. It's really fun.
I was watching the video, and it appeared like you were playing the, it would look like a roller coaster type of deal, like a rhythm roller coaster.
Yes.
Kind of, where there were fireballs coming at you.
Yeah, I think Aaron called it the roller coaster game, so I went with it, but I think it's more comparable to like a Guitar Hero kind of thing.
Okay.
Even though, I think it's, well, I'm not sure. Maybe that's just what I got.
But the player launching the fireballs, were they like working in a rhythm? Is that how that was working?
Yes.
Okay.
He was looking at the screen, and he was holding his nunchuck and the Wiimote, and he would basically tap them to a beat, and that would create these walls of fireballs that I have to dodge with my Wii U gamepad.
Using the gyro controls?
Pretty much. Okay. Holding it like a steering wheel.
It was tilting it. Okay.
Right.
Did it feel nice? Like, did it feel smooth and work?
It felt perfect. Like, I hate saying things like this because I'm a Nintendo fan, so everybody's like, of course he's going to say it's perfect. But no, I game on the PC the majority of the time, so and I definitely deal with other consoles. So this felt really good, really, really good.
Did you get to try out any of the other minigames in the Rabbids Land?
Definitely. I actually did the other one where we were lifting skirts. And I had to call out names of objects on the skirts while the other player did the same. And then once we found a match, we had to hold that skirt up. And then, we would get a score.
So whereas the other minigame was kind of like a versus against each other.
Correct.
Working against each other, this was a cooperative.
Exactly. It's very fun. It's hard to sit here and say it's fun because it's something you really have to experience. Like me and the dude from Ubisoft shouting at each other and and being happy because we actually got it. Like it's really fun.
Yeah.
I'm
sure it'll be
it.
Great when you bring friends over and you get to play it with each other and just hang out and talk.
Right. That's the thing.
It's not like during Call of Duty. Like at least for me, when I play Call of Duty with somebody, we're not talking and discussing strategies. We're just kind of like playing the game in silence.
Right.
Most of the time, that's what happens.
Right.
Like, you don't think it would end up happening, but it does.
Right.
So this is going to be a nice change of pace, I suppose.
Definitely. I mean, unless you're a loner.
Yeah. Hopefully you know somebody that is slightly interested in playing the Wii U.
Yeah, that's the thing about this game. I really wasn't told much about single player or playing it by yourself, rather. So I don't know how functional it is if you're going to just play it by yourself.
All right, well, everyone listening, you should definitely go over to NintendoWorldReport.com and check out Ariel's impressions. I read through them, and they're very good.
Do it.
Yeah. That's basically going to wrap up the show. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on. I hope to show up on other shows and bother Neil.
Yeah.
And also you can check me out on Twitter at 910Norix if you want to bug me there.
I haven't pimped my Twitter in a while. I am at Papatch15.
Do it. Let's pimp each other's Twitter.
All right. See you guys later.
All right. Bye.